The two greatest commandments in the Bible are to love, of course we know this, to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself. And these principles guide us to show respect and care for those in need, serving God through our relationship with others. In today's gospel, however, we are warned about the obstacle that can prevent us from loving God and from loving our neighbor. That is serving two gods instead of one. Jesus said that we cannot serve both God and mammon without experiencing spiritual conflict. Now, what is a mammon? In the biblical sense, it refers to anything that presents itself as a false master competing with God for people's devotion and trust by offering a false sense of security, fulfillment, and happiness. Mammon, first, could be anything such as material wealth, possession, property. And this could be anyone, secondly, such as a burdensome ruler seeking to lure humans into its own control, the authorities. And lastly, mammon could also be us, such as those among us who desire to be like God. First, mammon can be anything in the world that directly robs us of our relationship with God. It is not limited to material wealth, property, or possessions. It can also include fame, recognition, and glory. These things serve only ourselves, thus denying our dependence on God. In the first reading, we heard God sent the prophet Amos to warn those who cheat the poor to gain wealth and those who oppress the needy for their own advantage. I remember a friend of mine who shared an interesting experience he had. He encountered a person begging for money to buy food on the streets of the city. As he was about to give, he realized he only had 50 pesos left in his pocket. He was hesitant to give it away because he needed that money for a ride back home. After the beggar insisted and after my friend felt a sense of pity for him, he eventually decided to give the money anyway. And you know, when he returned to the seminary, yes, he is a seminarian, drenched in sweat from walking, he said, "That really hits me hard. I'm broke and it hurts." My dear friends, giving to others actually hurts us because we take something valuable from ourselves. Since we do not give out of excess but out of love, genuine giving comes from a willingness to make a sacrifice, even if it means losing something or even if it's giving us pain. The prophet Amos confronts a group of people gathered for worship who appear devout, yet their minds are distracted by other things, other matters. They attempt to offer help for their own advantage. They do not give out of selflessness, but rather out of selfishness. And this is completely contrary to what God desires. As the early Christian community grew in number, new questions arose among the believers and the followers of Christ. Should they recognize the civil authority? In the second reading, St. Paul reminded Timothy to pray for those in charge as they work to create a good life for everyone. Yet he also warned that worldly powers can sometimes distract us from God. Now we are in the second mammon. The mammon could also be anyone, such as authorities who seek to control others for their personal gain. For us today, perhaps the equivalent is rich nations profiteering from the poor countries, unequal business deals, unfair trade, international aid packages to dispose of excess production, the rich growing richer, the poor growing poorer in a thousand ways. Knowing that these are happening around us, what can we do? St. Paul is right when we recognize these civil authorities and pray for those who are leading us because they ensure that they work for the common good. However, it is a different story when they are no longer troubled or affected, or when there is no longer any disturbance in their conscience regarding the crisis of injustice. You know, Pope Francis once shared his experience in the confessionals. Do you, he would often ask the penitents, do you give alms? And the penitents generally would say, yes, Holy Father. Then Pope Francis would ask a follow-up question. When you give alms, do you touch the hands of the beggar? Do you look into his eyes? Or do you throw the coin at him from a distance so as not to touch him? Brothers and sisters, when confronted with poverty, do we speak up or do our best to alleviate it? Or do we join the majority who are silent in the face of systemic injustice because, like them, the status quo benefits us? My dear friends, wishing good things for a brother or sister who lacks clothing or food is not enough. Even in the early Christian teachings, as noted in the letter of St. James, it's clear that saying, go in peace, keep warm, and eat well, brings no benefit if we do not provide them with the essentials they require. Our faith is meaningless without action. And so we come to the third mammon, which could be ourselves. Those who may not explicitly desire to be God, but unconsciously act like gods. We hear in the gospel about the dishonest steward. He is clever to protect his wealth, his position, and his connections because he knows that in the end, he needs them. And Jesus saw this. But it is not the dishonesty that was important to Jesus. It was the reaction to the urgency that he was about to face. The master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. And so Jesus asked, if children of this world are so eager to protect themselves in a way going an extra mile to ensure their advantage, why can't the children of light be firm to protect their souls? The parable of the dishonest steward is a symbol of our lives, my dear friends. Everything we have is a gift from God, and we are his stewards, who sooner or later will have to render an account to him. The question probably for our reflection we should ask is, have we been good stewards, or like the servant of the rich man in the gospel, have we squandered what has been entrusted to us and acted as if we are gods ourselves? The Lord speaks about faithfulness in very little things, and anyone who fails to give the little things their importance will never be able to achieve great things. That is why he is reminding us that we cannot serve both God and Mammon. We cannot love both because we only have one heart. You know, I remember a particular instance where a speaker shared interesting facts about the animal kingdom. She said, did you know that an earthworm has 5 hearts, and whereas an octopus has 2 hearts? So if you know someone who loves more than 2 people, ask them what kind of animal they are. Brothers and sisters, are we nominal Christians and only practicing religion on the surface while our hearts pursue something else? Do we have 2 hearts, 3 hearts, 5 hearts? Again, we cannot be loyal to both God and Mammon at the same time. As Christians, we should embody our beliefs every day, not just on Sundays. Choosing to follow God is demonstrated not only by attending Mass, but also by helping those in need, checking in on them, looking them in the eye, and practicing our faith in our daily lives. If we are faithful and responsible stewards, we will choose God over Mammon. And when the time comes for us to provide a full accounting of our stewardship, we will be able to truly say that we have loved God and loved our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.